can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Hey,
I'm having such a great time right now.
Well, I can tell you guys this, everybody listening. Morgan, first, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rudy.
What show is this?
We appreciate the heck out of you. Talking Pools Podcast, by the way.
Talking Pools.
But Andrea is the most pissed I've ever seen her. I would say she is in a heightened state of pissivity. Actually, right now, she's leveled up. She may have the top score for being pissed off, period. So what the flunk? See, I covered it up. I was going to say fuck, but I didn't. What the fluck?
Oh my God.
To you today.
I'm real fucking aggravated right now. I actually went, so a couple weeks ago, I got the impression that this pool was leaking.
In your leak suspicion treatment?
Yeah. Yeah, that. So this is a fiberglass pool, and it was installed by a certain company. That kind of spams the groups. Not the greatest company that I've ever had that I've dealt with personal experience.
Okay.
So this pool is leaking. It's a 2,000 gallons. It's a tiny small pool. So I'm like, it's leaking. It's not holding.
You are in a bad mood. I can tell.
I'm sorry.
You're not sitting there fuming.
But this is aggravating. So I'm like, it's leaking. So I don't hear anything about it. I get a text from the girl in the office. She's like, hey, these people that you reported that it was leaking, they have had the pool off because they want to try to find the leak themselves. So when you get there, you can turn it back on. You got to turn the breaker on and go ahead and prime the pump.
Okay.
And I got so fucking mad. I got so fucking mad because, for one, these people are trying to do this leak detection themselves because they don't want to pay for the leak detection. So they're playing leak detector and they decided they were going to shut their pump off.
Never
good. For however long. I don't know how long it sat off for. But this pool equipment is at least one building story above the pool.
One flight up, the pump from the water?
Yes. So pool is at.
That's going to be a bitch to prime.
Yeah. The pool's in the ground and you got to go up a flight of stairs to get to the equipment. Hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, just go ahead and prime the pump. And I just got so mad. I was like, why would they, okay. So they're old people. Okay. I get it. You want to save money. You want to try and prime the shit yourself, but you just let that pool sit off. For 5 days, because I was there a week ago and the pump was running. So I know it was at least running on Friday.
Right.
But now it's like, oh, just go ahead and prime the pump. You know, I don't have to explain it to you. Do you know how long it's going to take? I went there and I sat there for 10 minutes and I gave up.
I want to know how long it took.
I gave up. I said no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I said no. I said send a tech out and charge them.
Fuck you. Prime your own pump. I'm out of here.
You want to do your own leak detection? Prime your own pump. Like I had it set.
You mean you were there 10 minutes trying?
I was there trying to prime it for 10 minutes. I was there longer than 10 minutes because they service the pool. But I was there for 10 minutes just trying to prime the pump. And I got so aggravated that I said, fuck this.
Hmm.
They want to play leak detection. They can play pump primer too, because I had it set. Because I think the leak's coming in from the skimmer. So I had the skimmers closed and it didn't seem like the pool lost as much water as it had been losing before. So I don't know what the hell this homeowner leak inspection, I don't know what they did. All I know is they let the pump sit off. So I'm assuming they probably did an on off test, like a 24 hour on, 24 hour off test. I'm assuming.
Okay.
But like I said, I had it set up to where the pump wasn't going to lose prime. and they let it lose prime. And now they think that I'm just going to stand there for upwards of 30 minutes trying to prime a pump that's 10 feet above the pool.
Wow. Feel for you.
I wrote it up and I said, I'm not doing it.
What's going on, guys? Pete the Pool Guy, Coachella Valley Pools, Daily Dose, Tip of the Day, Tip of the Day! Hey, man, hope everybody had a good weekend. It was windy here in the Coachella Valley, man, this weekend, and we're in for a long one. But you know what? We're blessed. We have a job. We have somewhere to go and make money. So I'm happy. I know you're happy. You know, it is what it is. But listen, today's tip, let's talk organizing yourself in regards of when you are scheduling your route throughout the week. So I use, which a lot of you guys know, is the Skimmer app. Download the Skimmer app. The Skimmer app will organize your schedule for the day. You could put your repairs, your shopping list. You could put your service calls. Whenever you visit a pool on the Skimmer app, you click on the address that you're at. You put what you did, filter cleaning, clean baskets, net, brush, whatever you did, you put on there. You put the chemistry, what everything read at. And you also put what chemicals you added. And you have the ability to take a picture of the pool before, after, or any kind of repairs that you do. Skimmer app's really good because at the end of it, it'll sync up and it'll send an email to the client letting them know, hey, your pool was serviced and all the information you entered, they get it there, or whatever you want to customize it to. So they'll get the information letting them know, hey, we were there, we brushed, we netted, and da 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 da, everything we did. And it'll show them a picture of the pool. Now, the picture of the pool, for me, I think it's very important. Why? Because a lot of customers, like it or not, will say, hey, were you here? Hey, I didn't see you. Hey, are you sure you were here? And with the picture, it shows them that you were there. Now, the way you protect yourself is because that Skimmer app doesn't let you upload a picture from your library. You physically have to take a picture right there on the spot for it to capture it. That's good because it lets the customer know, hey, this is a real picture, a picture at the time that I was there and the pool was serviced. So it gets that out of their mind that you weren't there. Maybe you left, wind showed up, got windy, debris fell into the pool, and they're like, where's the pool guy? Pool guy didn't even come. You have proof that you were there. Skimmer, it's a good app. You guys should really look into it. I'm going to put it on my link. That way you guys could download it, check it out. There's YouTube tutorials, all that good stuff. So Skimmer, tip of the day.
Tip of the day is brought to you by Coachella Valley Pools of Instagram. As a pool owner, servicer, or property manager, I'm sure you've experienced the frustration of dealing with a faulty pool heater. Pool water can be extremely harsh on traditional heat exchangers, shortening the lifespan and causing frequent repairs. That's why Raypak created an exclusive solution, Nitec. With 900% more nickel compared to cupronickel in critical surfaces to protect against scale formation and erosion. If you're looking for longevity, efficiency, and strength in your product, head over to raypak.com/Nitec. Again, that's raypak.com/Nitec.
You've done your leak suspection for other facilities, and so far you're like at 100% accuracy, correct?
I am at 100% accuracy, yes. Can I be more than 100% accurate?
I don't know, but I did decide, and you're going to think I'm a bad friend, but I am far enough away from you that it shouldn't matter, right?
I know where you live. I know what city you live in.
You're so successful with your leak suspection. I was gonna brand and build a leak suspicion company.
Yeah.
I would be suspicious that there's a leak. So it doesn't really directly compete. You suspect there's one, but I'm suspicious of it. Different.
Nope. No.
J.E. Clear Pools in Tampa. Who the fuck runs that? Do we know them?
J.E. Clear?
J.E. Clear, that's the name of this pool company in Tampa, just hit the news yesterday that we have yet another person running around taking money, building half a pool, and then disappearing.
That sucks.
This one fellow they had on the news. Well,
Go ahead. I'll wait till you're finished.
Now, I was saying this one fellow they have on the news here, he actually has half a pool. he paid the guy. He has proof that he paid the guy. And the subcontractor, the concrete guy, came and threatened to put a lien on the guy's house because the pool guy never paid him after the homeowner paid him. So that had to get resolved. It looks like they were able to get the pool company to resolve it, but still, can you imagine that?
Wait, say it again? Say it again. What happened? No, just clarify.
The guy paid. The guy paid. He has proof that he paid. J.E. Clear took the money. J.E. Clear apparently did not pay the concrete contractor because the concrete contractor showed up at the homeowner's house asking for the money or threatening to put a lien on it, on his home. I don't know if he actually showed up there or just called, but either way, that's what was going on. Now, they went back and got this.
And that's the subcontractor?
The subcontractor, yeah. He was going to put a lien on the homeowner's house because the contractor didn't pay him.
Mm.
And the concrete work was done, just nothing else was. So the guy wanted his money. He has every right to his money. It's in this guy's backyard. I guess that is actually legal for him to put a lien on the price of that house. It is where the pool is, but, and then leave it for the homeowner to fight with the contractor to figure that out. But that's some shit that makes us all look bad. Apparently it's 10 different properties have complained to this one news station asking for help. News 10 out of Tampa Bay. That's who they are. That's who broke this news story about J.E. Clear. Look, dude, get your shit together. You're making us look bad.
Is that right? A thing that happened? Is that happening in other states, or is that just a Florida thing? That's what I was going to ask.
I know Tampa's
in Florida, but I'm asking, is the whole contractors being shady and taking people's money and digging holes and leaving half-built pools, is that happening in other places or is that just us?
It sure as heck seems like it's just in Florida, but maybe we're sheltered because we're in Florida and only getting Florida news. So reach out to everybody who's listening. Do you know if that's the case? Is this going on in your state if you're not in Florida? We want to know. TalkingPools@gmail.com.
TalkingPools@gmail.com.
Give us a heads up. That'd be something interesting.
Press release. The Home Depot, the world's largest home improvement retailer, has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire SRS Distribution Incorporated, a leading residential specialty trade distribution company across several verticals serving the professional roofer, landscaper, and pool contractor. SRS is the parent company of Heritage Pool Supply Group, a rapidly expanding distributor of wholesale goods to the industry. SRS will accelerate the Home Depot's growth with the residential professional customer. SRS complements the Home Depot's capabilities and will enable the company to better serve complex project purchase occasions with the renovator/remodeler, while also establishing the Home Depot as a leading specialty trade distributor across multiple verticals. With this acquisition, the Home Depot now believes its total addressable market is approximately $1 trillion, an increase of approximately $50 billion. SRS's 2,500-plus professional sales force and 760-plus branch network across 47 states, together with its 4,000-plus truck fleet and job site delivery capabilities, will enable the Home Depot to extend its offering to residential specialty trade pros while better serving renovator remodelers. SRS currently operates under a family of distinct local brands encompassing more than 760 locations across 47 states.
Good news out there. Clark County, this is in Las Vegas. The police department there has been given a grant so that they can gift away swimming lessons to children in the area, children in need.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. I'm trying to see who gave him the grant. Clark County Commissioner said it's one of the most uplifting, right? So teaching children to swim is critical. It's a lifelong skill. I'm quoting now Clark County Commissioner Jones. Teaching children to swim is a critical lifelong skill. It's key to preventing drownings, along with always keeping a watchful eye on children anytime they are near the water. They received $2,500 from the Southern Nevada chapter of the International Code Council, and they got that grant to be able to gift out swimming lessons. It looks like that Southern Nevada chapter of the International Code Council is donating a total of $20,000 out to 8 different area government entities in order for them to all gift swimming lessons to children in need. So that's super, super cool, right?
Yeah, that is really cool. I have a question. I kind of asked this. I kind of asked this in our group chat, and it's just something that I don't really hear too much about. So I don't mean to be like, "Oh, does this exist?" Or have we thought about like speaking directly to the children about water safety? And I don't mean about swimming lessons. I mean about like, you know, staying away from the pipes. I had a commercial pool.
I said probably not. I don't think there's anything out there like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was like, are you saying we shouldn't do that? Like, I totally was not. I was like, what? I think it's a good idea. No, but that's my thing, because I was thinking about what
you
we talked about
it.
Last week.
Do it.
About I know I was thinking about it, but I was thinking about, you know, the little girl in what was it, Austin? Was it Houston?
Houston
Texas?
Again. Oh, yeah, it was Houston.
So I was thinking about her, and I was thinking about the other kids, and I'm thinking about the parents.
Right.
I'm a parent. So I have kids.
Apparently.
they're older. My kids are grown. that one, whatever. He's not my kid. He's someone else's kid. but no, I was thinking about like, you know, because kids play games in the pool. So like what I was just about to say was I have a commercial pool and it has a dedicated back line because it's an old pool and they used to come with that. Now we're getting away from that. So we have it plugged, the facility, not us, not mm-hmm. me, not my company, the facility themselves plugged it with a square plug.
Okay.
And they didn't tighten it down enough. And so I went to clean the pool after a bunch of kids had been there and I found the plug floating around in the gutter. Like they had undid the plug. But that's my point is like, why don't we direct our education attempts towards the actual children, you know? And I don't mean scare them, but like, maybe they should be aware of,
I think it's
you know,
a great idea.
The dangers and the hazards and, you know, the names of the kids that were taken away from us because I'm definitely not victim blaming, but you know, obviously accidents happen. Entrapment is a thing. There's five different kinds. You get hair entrapment, mechanical entrapment, mm-hmm. you know, clothing, jewelry, all those things, limbs. So why don't we just start talking directly to the kids? Because
well,
they're the ones
that?
Playing with the pipes. They're the ones sticking their fingers in the grates. They're the ones bumping the light fixtures out of, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
a great idea, but you know
it's
what?
Just a question.
One of the most expensive things in the world to do is to educate the public. What do we do? How do we get it out there? So we have that information. First thing I would do, I think, if that's what you're really interested in, get a hold of the NDPA. Exactly. With Adam over there. Get a hold of Abby's Hope.
I know IPSA is doing, I don't know the details. I'm probably not allowed to talk about a lot. Oh yeah. Abby's Hope and Collins Hope, and the National Drowning Prevention Awareness Association.
So is it an association or an awareness?
Sorry, my bad.
Doesn't matter. Works both ways. Adam's
it's an awareness
we'll
association.
All right.
Yes. It's an association of awareness.
Put it together an idea. We'll present it. I'll call Adam. I know Adam well. If you don't know him at all, we can do an intro and we can talk to him. And here's your idea. And here's how we want to run with it. What do you think?
I think we could do like a cute little cartoon that's not scary, but also like
fun,
important, you know?
Well, you know, I saw a couple of years ago, maybe you've seen this too. What's her face? God, now I can't remember her name. I'm stuck. She was in the show with those people. She played Elektra. In Daredevil, the first one, married to Batman.
Batman?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner, yes. So years ago, a few years
ago. Batman? She's not married to, what Batman? She was married to Ben Affleck. He wasn't Batman, he was Phantom.
No, he was Batman.
Ben Affleck?
Like three or four movies, yeah, recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Won't question you. I trust you.
I'm good on this one. It's factual. So here's the thing.
I figured you watch more movies than me. We're good.
A few years ago, Jennifer Garner went viral across all social media platforms reading a children's book. It was a bedtime storybook. The title of the book was, I think it was, Go the Fuck to Sleep. It may have been Shut Up and Go the Fuck to Sleep. But in either case, went viral.
Go the Fuck to Sleep was written by Samuel L. Jackson. That was a Samuel L. Jackson book.
Really?
If she read it, that's, yeah, no, if she, I'm not arguing with you that she read it, but he's the author. Samuel L. Jackson is the author.
I didn't think she was the author. That's just how I know about it. I didn't know who the author was. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So what about stay away from the fucking pool pipes?
There you go.
Don't touch the fucking pool shit.
Don't stick your fingers in the grates. Don't.
Exactly.
You know, don't. Okay, so here we go. Because you know what? And I'm going to borrow this information from a Facebook post that I saw. So if you are the one who commented this and you are listening to me say it, this is not my idea. This is somebody else's comment.
Okay.
Now I'm going to forget what it was. Damn it. Oh, no, like pretend drowning. Okay. Drowning games are not fun.
Right.
So no pretend drowning. No, like pretend like you're holding people's heads underwater. None of that bullshit. And also, one of the things that I did not realize was, and I cannot remember who told us this, where it might have been, I feel like it was Steve from Aquastar, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Don't you know that you are an Aquastar?
He was telling a story of two little girls that were doing handstands in a spa.
An Aquastar. I remember. That was right before we tried to push you in the oven.
Okay. Yeah, so the little girls were playing at, they were doing handstands and nearly got their hair caught in the drain of the spa.
Gary.
So stuff like that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like I used to do handstands all the time, and one of my favorite things was letting my hair flow like I could, so I could pretend I was a fucking mermaid, you know?
Oh, you've done
so,
this.
So like, yeah. So like tell these kids, like put your hair in a braid.
Being upside down and having your hair drawn into the spa main drain grate, you likened to being a mermaid. That's interesting.
No, I did not. I said that is a hazard that can come from pretending to be a mermaid.
It's all scary. Yeah, stay away from the grates. I agree. And I think that's a great idea. I think you should put together a plan on how to deliver it, and then talk to some of these people that are in positions that can actually help you with that. It's not a bad idea. Keep away from the pool equipment.
Yeah, all of the education is geared towards the parents, which is fine. Obviously, that shouldn't stop. That's not what I'm saying. But like, let's also add, like, hey, kids, you know how we warn them about strangers, right? We warn them about stranger danger. We warn them about all these other things. You know, let's throw pool safety and not just learning how to swim, but also just only swimming.
I think AOAP has a children's book, like a picture book. So it might not be in the age group that you're looking at, but it's a good start. I think NDPA has one, and I do also think Abby's Hope does. I don't know if Collins Hope does or not.
A picture book?
And I've not seen them, so I don't know how detailed. Like a kid's picture book, you know? It's got a picture on one side.
I know that IPSA has a coloring book.
Oh, okay. There you go.
IPSA has a coloring book, but I've actually never opened it to look in it. You know what? I will. Paulette, if you're listening, send me an IPSA coloring book. I'll just go to her house.
I have a question from Kelly McCaw. Not a question, really. Podcast ideas. She wants everybody's opinion on a bunch of different things. She wants your opinion. The listeners of the Talking Pools podcast, your opinion. So you can send it to talkingpools@gmail.com. But she wants to know what's the best pool equipment as far as the brand of hoses, poles, nets, vac heads. So for cleaning equipment, what brand is best? What works best for you? She also wants to know if you have a preference between Hammerhead and Riptide. Are one of those portable vacs your go-to, or do you have something else that you're using? What type of waterproof shoes do people wear while cleaning pools? Well, we know Andrea wears Crocs. Looks like Kelly, you're wearing Crocs as well. She's also asking us for some plumbing hacks and a bit more in electrical, which That's more of a Dan thing, but I'm sure he's happy to oblige. She says she'd love to hear what other pros use as far as the things we just discussed. Thanks, guys. I enjoy and love the podcast. I've been in the pool industry for 20 plus years and still learn something new every day. Thank you for providing education, tips, and hacks for us pool peeps. That's great, Kelly. And because you sent this in, we're going to send you out a hat. So if you could fire back to me your mailing address, we'll get one of those in the mail. You'll get your Talking Pools What the Flock hat. How cool is that?
Rudy and Andrea will be right back with more Flock It Fridays after these messages.
Jack's Magic Products is your industry leader in identifying, removing, and preventing stains. How? With a range of high-performance, eco-friendly products, keeping pools safe, clean, and ready to use all year round. The Jack's Magic 3-step program is a quick and effective way to remove stains and scaling. First, we identify the problem, then our top-quality products will remove the discoloration. Finally, our preventative solutions will keep your pool looking like new for much longer. Get helpful tips and check out our product catalog today at jacksmagic.com.
Are you struggling with maintaining clean and clear pool water and staying compliant with local agencies? Not to mention keeping up on your chemical supply and the time needed to care for your on-site water. Stop the struggle. The Leslie's Pro Commercial Team offers your business a one-touch national solution for healthy, clean, and safe water. Our trusted advisors partner with your group to learn your business and provide consultative services to take care of your water needs. If your team is discussing guest safety, labor challenges, consistency in supply and cost, or education on water care, then connect with us today. Learn more about Leslie's Pro and Commercial benefits by emailing commercial@lesl.com. Again, that is commercial@lesl.com. Or click the link in the podcast notes of this episode.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable, and these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with a pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleanings faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
Pool Magazine is the hottest new publication for the pool and spa industry. Featuring up-to-the-minute news on what's happening in the pool world in a fresh new stylized format with our mobile-friendly app. Pool Magazine is the app for keeping your fingers on the pulse of the pool industry. You'll find featured news, editorials, podcasts, videos, and more on the Pool Magazine app. Download on Google Play and the App Store.
2 days ago, a family visiting, guess where they were visiting?
Disney.
Florida from Arkansas.
Was it Disney?
Rent a home. No, it's in Bradenton.
That's across the street.
So they rent a home. I don't know if they're renting it for a weekend or any amount of time. Well, their 15-month-old toddler wandered off and drowned in that pool.
Oh, no.
That is absolutely horrible.
It is.
Awful. I can't imagine. People really, back to Andrea's point, back to all the other drowning prevention people's points, follow this. Pay attention. Watch your kid. I know they can slip away sometimes. Guess what? Put up a fence. Put up a pool fence. Don't rent a home that doesn't have a pool fence. How's that if you have a kid? I mean, seriously.
Well, What about, so I know this, oh, no, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you if you were still going.
They give the address even for it, too. I'm not going to do that. But it says 15-month-old drowned in a residential pool. Is that not, I mean, that's the worst thing we ever want to hear. You know, we work on pools because in our minds, they are for fun. We do not want to ever hear that there's been an injury like what happened at Doubletree, what happened here. I know a Swimply home a year ago had a drowning in it. The family that, and the people were in the house and the family rented it and somebody drowned in the pool. It's the most awful thing. This type of stuff makes it worse. Rental properties, vacation homes, Swimply pools, if they're not equipped with the layers of protection, they should have all of them.
Let me tell you that I do a couple Airbnbs right now currently. And I will just tell you that when I show up to this pool that's an Airbnb, I can tell when the homeowners have been there and cleaned the place up and when there's a renter. You know how I can tell? The baby gate's moved. The baby gate is taken down. So the renters come.
Oh, really?
The homeowners put the gate up and have the gate up. And when there are renters there, the gate is always in a pile in the corner. Always.
The renters come and they take the gate down. They do. That's horrible. Got a message from David Watson upon hearing our podcast episode on the tragic events that happened with the girl in the pipe at the Doubletree in Houston. So David says, I install and design systems using 30 horsepower or larger pumps in public spaces and design and install systems for hotels as well. A few comments. 30 horsepower pump can be run in reverse. However, this does not reverse the flow. To reverse flow, a piping configuration would be required. It is normal practice for at least where I am in the world to install two and now three different suction points at 3-foot centers on all suction lines to prevent entrapment. Hotels do have standards they work to. However, for this type of installation, the requirements would be the Virginia Graham Baker Act or equivalent. Compliance with local health regulations, maybe specific types of filters, phone by the pool, and so on, to the best of my recollection. I don't remember any specifically asking about open suction pipes. This is normally a form completed at the end of hotel construction. Once the construction is completed, there are no other checks other than ours that I am aware of across the 6 to 7 different hotel groups I work with. Running a 3-phase pump backwards does significantly impact the performance. I was helping with a pool in Fiji by phone, which would not lift water. Initially, I asked if the motor direction had been checked, and I was told that it was. A week later, the motor direction was checked again and found to be incorrect. Swapping 2 phases corrected direction, and the pump started to perform correctly. I hope this is helpful and hope some application in the future may prevent a repeat of this type of tragedy. That's again from David Watson with Shelton Aquatic out of Willetton, Washington. Thank you, David. If you can send me your address, the same thing. We'll get you out a Talking Pools Watt the Flock embroidered hat. Get one of those to you. So please fire back your mailing address so we can get you hooked up. And thank you for your insight. I appreciate it. Donald McPherson cleared of his wife's murder. She was found drowned in the swimming pool on a vacation. Friends of this woman who drowned said that this lady would never get into a swimming pool.
Like at all?
That's why they were looking at the guy, because she would never go in. She didn't even like to get wet. Aww. So they convicted the guy, 50 years old. Apparently, he had also taken out millions of euros worth of, this is in England, I guess, millions of euros worth of secret life insurance policies on his wife. That doesn't make it look bad. So the judge said there was not enough information to safely convict this guy.
Well, that
he's now gone. He's in the South Pacific somewhere. Nobody knows where he is. At least that's what they think. And his lawyers leading up to this overturned conviction argued that the wife was 5'5". She was in 4 foot of water. She didn't want to drown. She could have just stood up. Wow. That's the glove don't fit shit right there. Apparently the guy took off. He's in the South Pacific. It doesn't look like anybody knows where he is, but he has been cleared of this.
That's the kind of shit where you hope the lawyers get their karma for that. Hold on. You know, someone just knocked at my door and they're yelling at my fucking door. Hold on.
Thank you. Hi,
how are you?
Great.
Great. My name's Steve. I'm with AT&T.
Oh.
I just installed.
No, thank you. Bye.
Did you know about the law?
Oh my God, what's that guy?
Villager in Belvedere named Edward. He's old, like 63. So he lives in the village of Belvedere. He calls law enforcement at 3 p.m. this past Sunday afternoon. He tells them that they need to get out there and arrest his wife because she's intentionally come within 500 feet of him, restraining order against her. Well, after the deputy gets out there, he goes down and talks to the woman in the pool. She's going to take him away. Promptly shows pictures of the guy standing at the gate. Now, once the deputy read the paperwork, he realized that it was a little backwards. This guy doesn't have a restraining order against her. She has one against him. So guess who got arrested?
He got arrested.
Yep.
Yay! The justice system does work sometimes.
That's exactly the correct thing to do. I'm 100% on board with that. But a message to the guy, stay in your fucking house, man. Who cares? Really, I get it. You know what? Let her go, dude. Let her go.
It's crazy people, man. You know? They're just crazy. They just do that.
Seriously. If somebody doesn't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. Just stay the fuck away from them. That means in a house with a mouse, in a box with a fox, at a school, in the pool. Didn't you do 27 pools the other day?
Yeah, I did. That was nuts.
You got to be booking. Oh, were they all screened in pools?
They were not all screened in pools. They were also not all in the same neighborhood. They were not on the same street.
I'm going to ask you point blank. How do you do it? Because that's what people want to know. How do you do 27 pools in a day without it being splash and dash?
What day was this again? Was it a Friday?
Doesn't matter. 27 in a day without it being splash and dash. How'd you do? I think it was last Thursday or Friday. Yeah.
I think it was Friday. Okay. So to answer your question, did I splash and dash? Let's define splash and dash before I answer that question.
No. That's not my question. Because I didn't accuse you of doing a splash and dash. My question was how do you do this without it being a splash and dash?
Well,
fine. I just want to be clear. I wasn't accusing you of shit
you
show.
You can't do it without splashing and dashing. But that's why I wanted to define it, because I feel like a splash and dash is literally like just a chem stop. Or even sometimes not even testing, and you're just throwing in a jug of chlorine or acid or both or whatever. Now,
okay.
I did not do that to any of those pools. I did not splash and dash according to that definition. I netted every single pool. I put my net in every single pool. I put my test kit in every single pool. Did I put my vacuum in every single pool? No. Did I vacuum the ones that needed to be vacuumed? Absolutely. And I also vacuumed all the picky people that didn't need to get vacuumed, but they're picky.
The picky people.
Now, sometimes the picky people don't need to get vacuumed, but you still got to vacuum them anyway. Did I get a single fucking complaint? Gotcha. Also, there's the question. Did I get a single complaint?
I have no idea.
No, that was the first fucking time in any Friday that I did not come back into work Monday with, you didn't vacuum, you didn't blah, 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 blah. Okay, so legitimately, I did 27 pools. I kept everybody happy. I did not splash and dash, meaning that I did not just throw in chemicals and leave. So every pool got a net, every pool got a test, and every pool that needed a vacuum got a vacuum. So that's how I did it. I just did it really fast.
Looking at the numbers that you gave, okay, it is possible, but you said they were in different neighborhoods. Just in 15 minutes of pool alone is
two different cities.
You're not helping your case.
I know.
15 minutes of pool alone is 6.75 hours without any travel time. If you're out there 10 hours, okay, and they were somewhat close together.
They were close. They were not like super far, but they definitely weren't like in the same. You know, I can bang out 30 pools if they're in the same neighborhood and I only have to make 6 turns. You know, that's fine. I can definitely do that. These were a little bit more spread out.
But you said
a
these
lot
were
of
not.
Them were together. You know, they were, like I said, they were somewhat spread out. They were somewhat close.
Right.
It was a combination of two different routes. Also, let me just
and you
say.
You did not intentionally.
Go ahead.
You did not intentionally skip a needed step, correct?
I told
at not one of the 27. You did not intentionally skip a needed step.
Correct. A needed step. Everything that needed to get done got done.
So I even brushed algae at some of these pools. Now here's what happened. So I'm just, you know, some of these days blend together, you know, it's just doing that many pools is crazy. I did have a cooler. Did I have my cooler yet? Maybe I didn't have my cooler. I don't know. I made sure that I didn't have to stop for food too many times. So what I did was I got my food in the morning and then I got enough that so that I had snacks and I had drinks and shit. So I didn't have to keep stopping. I didn't sit and scroll through Facebook on my phone, which, come on, everybody does that. I eliminated that little bit of time. So you just eliminate, you know, a couple of steps here. One of the things that the lady who trained me told me from the very fucking beginning, all those 22 years ago, was that everything that you do when you're cleaning pools is one step. And I don't necessarily mean like you're using your foot and you're going one foot in front of the other as a step, although that does count too. So the more steps that you can eliminate or combine or reduce.
I agree. There's ways that you can speed it up, definitely, for sure.
I did everything that you could possibly do to speed things up. That's what I did. I didn't sit in my truck. I didn't stop for lunch 600 fucking times like I normally do. I
no taco for you.
I didn't touch any valves today. Yeah, I didn't touch any fucking valves. All right, don't touch valves, because if you touch a valve, you're gonna lose prime. You're gonna get some kind of fuck bubble. It's gonna be an issue. Don't touch valves. Okay, and now and let's go back. Unless it needs to be done. If it doesn't need to be done, don't fucking touch it.
But if it needed it, you did it.
If it needed it, I did it. Did I clean any filters? I'm trying to remember. I don't think I did because I had them all taken care of.
Now, if you were, if you said you cleaned filters too, I would call bullshit.
Yeah, right, I don't. Now, I didn't clean
any filters.
I mean, like
filters. I said, I'm not. This isn't an accusation. I just know people listening are going to have these questions.
Oh, everybody and, on the thread, hey, you know when what? I posted, you can learn it, something from it. Say.
Cool. I bet you they did. Yeah. I can tell you that I cannot do that. What you did.
It wasn't,
I'm not going to doubt you. I'm just going to say even at my best,
it wasn't easy.
I wasn't doing, it would be a 20 hour plus day.
And did I say what time I started? So I got to, I got to my first. So my first pool on my Friday route is a commercial pool. So I was able to get there at, I think I got there between 6 and 6:30 at my first commercial pool. So I did. So that means I left my house at like 5:15 in the morning. So I left my house at 5:15, got to the shop while it was still dark. First person there, started my commercial at 6:30.
And what time finished? Yeah.
I finished late. It was like 4:30 or 5.
Okay. So that's a good.
I worked a whole ass day. It's not like I got done at 12.
So that's 10 hours. Yeah. All right, that's cool. So basically this week,
challenge time.
Watch your kid.
Watch your kid and challenge.
Best prevention to drowning, teach your kid to swim. Go with the levels of layers of protection, your barrier requirements, right? Alarm on the sliding glass door.
All of it.
Safety fence, pool cover.
And I'm going to add
alarm
a layer.
On the pool.
I'm adding a layer.
All those things. Andrea's stay the fuck away from the pipe book.
I'm adding a layer. These kids need to learn from like.
You think we can get Jennifer Garner to read yours?
You know what? If we tried, I would make something extra special just for her to read and agree with to get this out there. Yeah, no, but for real, I'm adding a layer.
Jen Garner, if you're listening.
About water safety that doesn't involve just swimming.
I know Jen Garner doesn't listen often to the Talking Pools podcast. But if you know Jen Garner, definitely tag her. Let her know that we've got a request.
Oh,
we've
you're
got
on a Jen? On. You're on you a Jen basis? Lives?
I moved it. Yeah, I'm leveling up. So, but now I forgot where I was going. But you know what? Hey, tag
let
Jen. You want to get in on this? We're going to save children around the world. Keep them away from these pipes. And you know what? You get to be part of it. How cool is that?
Keep them away from the pipes and don't let them play drowning games.
Correct. Watch your kid, supervise your children, layers of protection.
Andrea's new coloring book.
If you're going to be in some kind of a legal battle, get those lawyers that got this guy off by saying his wife couldn't drown because she could stand up in the water. Get a hold of that team of lawyers, because they must be fucking amazing in order to make that fly and get the judge to overturn a conviction.
But then there's that problem.
Just because somebody's in a swimming pool, that does not void your order of protection. If there's an order of protection against you, stay the fuck away.
Yeah. And be careful going to people's houses.
So a lot of stuff going on out there.
Don't swim with people.
Dude, the world is such a weird place.
Yeah, it really is. I think that eclipse energy.
This is like,
not to like play too much into that silly bullshit, but like, wow.
Hey, pool people, if somebody is listening who does this, then you know what? You're not our kind of listener. Don't take money from people and not do the fucking job.
Yeah.
That's kind of screwed up. That's not good for anybody. That gives everybody a bad name. Because now over there in Tampa, guess what? Blowing up how pool builder companies can do this. I mean, we don't want it either way. Pool service, pool build.
Right? A lot of the shit happened in Tampa already. There was some of it that happened here because I know the company that I worked for previously actually fixed some of the pools from those people that actually went to jail. I can't remember any of the names. Right. But yeah, tighten the fuck up, everybody.
And if you're in another state, if you're in a different state other than Florida, because all the news ever says that I can see is that it happens in Florida. We'd like to know if it happens in other places too, or are we just gifted, you know, in a special way?
I think both.
That's all I have for this week. Hopefully you're good. Hopefully you're doing well. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. We appreciate you. Give us some love. Like it, share it, comment, say nice things.
Yeah, I mean, don't let your customers do their own leak detection. I know that you can't force people to like approve things and pay for things that they don't want to pay for, but like,
but can you? Can you tase them?
I wish. And you know, I hope that there's just people out there that learn from this. You know, like I said, you can't force people to pay for things, but like, call them idiots or something, you know? Like, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm coming out with my own special line of tasers that'll be carried by pool service professionals.
I like it.
We just have to come up with a good name for it. So we can market it well.
Something that shoots tabs or something.
Same as your book. Don't touch the fucking pool equipment. There you go.
No, we should have something that shoots cow hypo tabs at people.
There you go.
You know people are sad.
Until next time. Be good. Be safe.
And don't knock on my door if you're AT&T. Thanks. Bye.
Just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.